Oh, Jesus. 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 Would you do it right now, Lord? Would you lay your hand upon us and give us a fresh anointing, oh God? We ask it, oh God, right now. Jesus, 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 Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for the offering. May the Lord bless you. It's good to be here tonight. We had been wanting to come down for quite a while. You know how it is. Sometimes it gets busy, but I'm glad to be here. I want you to take your Bible and turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel. The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 27. 1 Samuel, chapter 27. Chapter 27. These are the words of David. David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. And he said, there is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines, and Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel. So shall I escape out of his hand. Amen. And so David arose, him and his 600 men, and went to Achish and joined up with him. Because David had said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. I do not want to criticize David, because you see, God has taken and placed David's life in an open book before us all. He shows us David's high time and David's low time. Amen. And here we see David. David is now searching his heart, and we probably have done the very same thing in time of pressure. You see, David is under extreme pressure. He is under pressure because Saul is in pursuit after him. He desires to destroy him. You see, David has the responsibility not only of staying away from Saul, but also protecting his 600 men, their wives and family, their ox, their sheep, or whatever they may have. And so the pressure is put upon David to make provisions and to protect those that he cared for or was in leadership. And so David here is under extreme pressure. Extreme pressure. Have you ever been there where the enemy or the adversary has put extreme pressure upon you? Amen. You see, David, if only David could look back. You see, we look back because it's written down in the book. You see, David did not know. He did not know that over there in chapter 26 and verse 25. He didn't know there where the Bible said, so David went his way and Saul returned to his place. You see, David, as David went, he didn't know that Saul no longer was in pursuit after him. Amen. He thought that Saul was still going to destroy him. But you see, David forgot that Saul could not destroy him. You see, God was protecting David. Amen. If only we could realize that God is still in control. Well, you see, and I've heard it, and you've heard it. We've heard testimonies talk about how the devil has been tormenting people's minds. how the devil's been talking to individuals, and what he does, he applies pressure to them. You see, if you're a child of God, you're in his hand. And there is no power that's able to pluck you out of the Father's hand if you'll stay in his hand. Amen? And so the devil here hears Saul. Saul turns away from pursuing after David, but David didn't know that. He had forgotten about it. Isn't it so easy to forget how God has blessed us, how that he has protected us, and how he has provided for us? It's so easy to forget about the blessings of God. Amen? But David here is under extreme pressure. Instead of praying like David normally did, David got to talking to himself. He got to talking to himself. You see, David was a man that was after God's own heart. Amen. David was a man that knew how to pray. Amen. But we find here David is talking to himself. And any time an individual starts talking to themselves, amen, their heart, it will deceive them. And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. That's what David thought within his heart. Amen. But you see, God had plans for David. Amen. Way back there when he was just a young lad, when he was out there taking care of his father's sheep. Amen. And God, the Lord, had rebuked Saul from being king. He spoke to Samuel and told him to go down to Jesse's house, because he said, for I have provided me a king among his sons. Amen. So he sent Samuel down to Jesse's house. Amen. There Jesse passes his sons before Samuel there. And Samuel thought, surely this is he. No, God said that's not him. But when they all passed before Samuel, amen, Samuel said, do you have any more here? He said, yes, I've still got one more out there, and he's taking care of the sheep. He said, send and fetch him. We'll not sit down until he gets here. Amen. When he came in, then Samuel anointed David king over Israel. But he did not take the throne then. No, sir. Amen. He did not take the throne. But, amen, the throne was going to be David's, because God was going to keep his hand upon David. Amen. Oh, yes. You remember there when the children of Israel were in that battle against Goliath? Amen. And Goliath was there for 40 days. They were in array. Amen. They were in a standoff. Amen. When Jesse sent David down to the camp to check on how the war was going and to check on his brethren, amen, when David come riding in on that chariot, amen, or that carriage with those cheese and those fruits and so on, amen, God looked down and said, here comes my champion. Here comes David. When Goliath came out, made his boast one more time, amen, David was there. And David probably asked the question around there and said, why hasn't somebody taken care of him? Amen. Why is he permitted to defile the God of Israel? Amen. And so the news got back to Saul, amen, that David was willing to go and fight against this Goliath. When David stood before Saul, here's what he said. He said, let no man's heart fail because of him. He said, thy servant will go, amen, and fight with this Philistine. Amen. Here David realized the importance of guarding our hearts. Amen. Yet David forgot. David neglected to guard his heart against the pressures of the enemy. Amen. Against the pressure, amen, of life. Against the pressure. I'm going to tell you, we've got to learn to guard our hearts lest we get to leaning upon our hearts. Amen. And David knew the value here when he told Saul. He said, let no man's heart fail because of him. He said, thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Why, David, you can't go against the Philistine and fight with him, for thou art a youth. He is a man of war from his youth. But here, David remembered his experience.
experiences. He remembered what the Lord had done for him. Why, he said, David said unto Saul, thy servant kept thy father's sheep. And he said, there came out a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And he said, I went after him and smote him and delivered him out of his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I caught him by the beard. And I could almost see David reach over, pull his collar back and say, see, you see those marks there? You see those scars there? Amen. They're lion marks. They're bear marks. Amen. He said, and smote him and slew him. And he said, thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has defiled the armies of the living God. And David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of the bear, he would deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And he said it in such a confident way that Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with you. Amen. Praise God. Why, God brought such victory when David went down there, picked up those five smooth stones. Amen. When he charged Goliath that day. Amen. Why, God was with David. God brought the deliverance. Amen. It was God that directed that stone into the forehead of that giant. And David knew that. Amen. Isn't it strange how that God has brought us this far? How God has protected us? How God has delivered us? And we're so easy to let it slip from us. Amen. Because of pressure. Because of pressure. You must remember, amen, over there in 2 Samuel chapter 5. Chapter 5, the Bible said in verse 3, so all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron, amen, and King David made a league with them in Hebron, amen, before the Lord, and the Bible said they anointed David king over Israel, amen. Praise God. You see, God had called David, had anointed him to be king, amen, was going to put him upon the throne of Israel. Amen. It did not matter what the devil had, or what he said, or what he thought. Amen. Here David got into a hurry. He went down to the Philistines there. Amen. He fought against the children of Israel. He put scars upon him. Amen. That he did not need. And the reason for it was he was led by his own heart. He allowed the pressure, amen, to cause him to turn to the enemies of Israel. The enemies of God. Amen. But God brought David back. Amen. And put him upon the throne. They anointed him king. Amen. King of Israel. Oh, my friend. Amen. You no doubt feel the pressures. Amen. You feel Satan's pressure. You feel the pressure of this life. Pressure around us. Amen. On every corner of us. But could I tell you that God is still in control? Could I tell you that God knows exactly where we're at and what we're going through? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Many times we're afraid. Amen. We get afraid. Amen. I have. Have you? Amen. Afraid of failure. Amen. Afraid of being a failure. But somebody said fear of failure is the father of failure. Amen. Praise God. When we get to feeling that we're going to be a failure. Amen. I'm going to tell you what it'll produce. It'll produce failure. Amen. But faith. Somebody said faith. Amen. We'll remove mountains. Our faith will tunnel through them. I'm going to tell you, we can't lean upon our own hearts. No, sir. We cannot lean upon our own understanding. We must trust God. Amen. We must lean upon God. We must let God direct us. We must let God lead us. We must turn to God and say, God, if we swim or if we sink, I'm going with you. I'm going through with you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. One thing's for sure. The devil has no say-so over the children of God. Amen. Those that are bought. Amen. Those that are washed in the blood. Those that have the Spirit of God within their vessel. The devil has no say-so over you. No, sir. For we are kept. Amen. 1 Peter said in 1 and 5, he said, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last times. Could I tell you, amen, we are kept by the power of God. If we so desire, have our minds made up, we are going through. Brother Satan has to stand back. He has to take a back seat. He has nothing to say about you. He has nothing to say about you. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I like that scripture. Amen. Where Jesus was talking to Peter. And he told Peter, he said, Peter, upon this rock I build my church. Amen. He did not say Jimmy Jewel. No, sir. He said, upon this rock I build my church. And not only that, he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. He's saying there is no power, there is no authority, amen, that's able to stop my church. Amen. Because my church is built upon me. My church is built upon that solid rock, and I am that rock. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. There is no power out of the pits of hell that can stop the moving of the Holy Ghost, stop the moving of the church of the living God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Well, Brother Jimmy, well, the devil's been talking to me all day long. What have you been letting him talk to you all day long for? Amen. Amen. I've been married 30 years, 29 years ago. A carpet salesman, if there's any carpet salesman's here, please don't get offended at me. But a carpet salesman came and knocked on my door and asked me, said, I'd like to show you some samples of carpet that I have for sale. I couldn't afford carpet. Amen. So I couldn't afford carpet, so I didn't want no carpet. And so I told him, I said, sir, we don't want no carpet. He said, let me just show you my samples that I have. Amen. Give me 5 minutes of your time. That's all I ask for, is 5 minutes of your time. 5 minutes, 5 hours later, he walked out of my door with the payment plan. Amen. Holding it in my hand as he went to his vehicle. Amen. And drove out of my lane. Amen. I had carpet that I could not afford and carpet that I did not want. Amen. Praise God. Well, I made those payments. Amen. Until the very last one. Amen. Here's the last payment getting ready to be sent in. I looked down my driveway. Here came that man. Amen. Pulled back down my driveway. I went over. I pulled the shade down. Amen. Praise God. He came up and he knocked on my door. Amen. I told Sharon, I said, don't you answer that door. Amen. We ain't abiding no more carpet. Amen. I said, don't answer that door. Amen. He knocked on the door and knocked on the door. Amen. She said, it's a shame. Amen. Somebody knock on your door and not answer. I said, I don't want no carpet. Amen. Amen. After he knocked for a while and knocked till he become weary with himself, he turned around, got in his vehicle and went home. Could I tell you, when the devil comes around talking to you, instead of you talking to him and letting him talk to you, why don't you pull down the shade and tell him you're not answering the door? Amen. You're not answering the door. Amen. You're not talking to him. You're not having no fellowship with him. Amen. He tells you you're going to die with a heart attack. Why, you ought to run and clear out of the country. Amen. You're going to die with cancer. Amen. You should not have no fellowship with him whatsoever. Amen. You're going to have a nervous breakdown. You're going to have Alzheimer's disease. When you get old, you ought to run him out of the country. Amen. And tell him, by the grace of God, I'm going to live to be an old man. By the grace of God, I'm going to have my right mind. By the grace of God, I'm going to believe God and trust God.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Give us some men. Give us some women with some determination in this hour to do a work for God. Amen. Praise God. You spend more time knocking on doors and calling folks on the phone. Why haven't you been in church for a while? Amen. We sure been missing you. Amen. Where you been at? I'm so depressed. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm so depressed. If you knew just exactly what I was going through and what I'm going through, amen, you'd understand. I'm going to tell you, amen, you're leaning to your heart. Amen. You're trusting in your heart. Amen. It's not what we're going through. It's not what we're doing. But by the grace of God, we are saved. We are saved. We are saved. Amen. Somebody said he didn't promise you smooth sailing, but he did promise you a safe landing. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He didn't always tell us the wind would be at our back. Everything would be rosy. Amen. Well, sir, but I can tell you, amen, that he has promised us that he'd never leave us. He'd never forsake us. That he'd go with us all the way, even to the end. That's what he'll do. He'll not run off and leave you in the heat of the battle. He'll stand by you and be by you and guide you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my. Amen. Praise God, everybody. I remember one time my grandpa passed away, and I couldn't understand it. Seemed like his church needed him worse or more than ever. I stood at the graveside when we buried my grandpa several years ago. Oh my. And I said, Mom, I don't understand this. Why did this happen to grandpa? And Mom said, she looked at me, my mother's not an educated woman. She raised her brothers and sisters. She probably didn't go to second grade in school. But my mommy looked at me and she said, son, this is life. Amen. This is life. Amen. We live and we die. And this is life. Oh, hallelujah. You see, the world is watching us. Amen. As the pressure, as the enemy, as the world puts pressure upon us, the world watches us to see how we will respond. Amen. Oh, and I run through the book and I said, oh God, is there somebody in the book, amen, that has had pressure applied to them? The world turned upside down. How did they respond? Amen. I looked at Job being a righteous man, a perfect man, a man that walked upright before God, a man that feared God. Remember when God moved the hedge, amen, Satan came in. Amen. He lost his ox. He lost his sheep. He lost all that he had. He lost his very children. Amen. But oh, how did Job respond under such heartaches, under such pain, under such pressure? How did Job react? Job said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I
return thither. He said, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. And he said, bless the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In this hour, under extreme pressure, let the saints of God lift their hands and say, blessed, 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 blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, I appreciate folks, Brother Collins. I appreciate folks. Man, you know they're in a storm. You know they're in a crisis. You know their world is turned upside down. Brother Glenn Butler, you know him. Olytic Church for 50 years. Singer there in Olytic Church for 50 years. Brother Glenn Butler was a promoter of fellowship. He about like Brother Collins. Brother Collins has been a promoter of fellowship. Brother Glenn Butler was in a hospital at the point of death. At the point of death. They released him out of the hospital that day. And he was on his way home. Somebody that was driving said, you know, Jim and him's over there in revival at Oak Grove. He said, you don't say. I said, yeah. He said, let's just go over there. Amen. Amen. Let's go over there. They had to help him in. He sat down about middleways the pews. We had a small church about middleways the pews. Amen. And service is going, and I didn't know what to do really. Here I knew he was a very sick man at the point of death. In fact, in just a little while, he would pass away. But the service is going on, and finally, I said, Brother Glenn, I know you're sick. I know you feel bad. But I said, Brother Glenn, would you sing tonight? He said, if somebody help me. Amen. Woo! Amen. So some of the boys went back there and helped him up, made his way up. And I said, Brother Glenn, sing whatever you want to sing, but would you sing my song before you finish? And Brother Glenn started out singing a song, and about halfway through he switched over to my song and started singing that song. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. He got to singing that song and he stopped and he said, you know, I was laying in the hospital and the devil told me I'd never sing no more. Amen. But he said, when I heard that you was in revival, said I want to come on by and see what I could do for the Lord. Oh, I appreciate folks when the world is turning upside down and they don't know which way to go. Amen. They're so spinning around this way and that way, and amen, they just don't know how and what to do. They'll say, I'm going out to the house of God. Amen. If they ask me to sing, I'm going to sing. If they ask me to testify, I'm going to testify. And if the Lord will let me, I'm going to make a couple of laps around the house of God. Oh yeah, you've got a bad leg. Yeah, I know I've got a bad leg, but I want to shout on it for God. Oh yeah, you got a bad arm, but I want to lift it for my Savior, because he loved me and gave himself for me. Woo! 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 Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I don't feel like it. Who said I had to feel like it? Amen. Why, I never did know what arthritis was until lately. Yeah. Oh, Art, we'll never let you get it up there. Amen. If you're always waiting on it to feel like getting it up there. Amen. Woo! Come on here. Come on here. We allow the devil to knock us out of blessings that God wants us to be blessed by. Oh, yeah. Amen. The devil will tell you, just sit there. You're too tired. You're wore out. You're too sick. Open for those that rise up and say, I'm going to obey God. I love him. And he loves me. Oh, hallelujah.
I know this is on tape. 2 years ago, Brother Collins, my wife and I received news that broke our hearts. Broke our hearts. We were in a revival preaching. We got a received telephone call that broke our hearts. My wife came to me, tears streaming down from her eyes, with a broken heart. She told me the news. I went to the study and I cried with a broken heart. And I said, my God, what now? Amen. And so she cried. I put my arms around her. We cried together. And after we cried, I said, okay, we've cried. We've done what we're supposed to do. We've cried. Amen. I got my hanky. I said, wipe them tears out, yes. Amen. Wipe them tears out, yes. She said, now what are we going to do? I said, we're going to church. She said, they don't have no church, no place. I said, yeah, they do, over here with Brother William Strickler's. They have a meeting tonight. We're going over there. What are we going over there for? We're going over there to see what God's got to say about this. Amen. Woo! I've asked folks, why ain't you been to church? Amen. I'd rather go see what God's got to say about it. Amen. We walked into that church that night. Amen. We didn't tell nobody. Nobody knew why our hearts were broken. No, sir. Amen. Brother William Stricker, he got up and said, Brother Jimmy's here. We're going to let him preach tonight. Amen. But somebody got up to singing that night. They got to sing that song something about ride out your storm. Amen. Ride out your storm. Amen. Nobody there knew. Amen. Our hearts were broken. Our hearts were bleeding. Amen. Brother William, he walked towards us. He pointed his finger at Sister Jewel. He said, Sister Jewel, I don't know what you're going through, but the Lord said thus. Amen. When he got done telling us what the Lord said, brother, we come out of the pews, our hands lifted up. I'm going to tell you, I'd rather trust God. I'd rather trust God. I'd rather lean on God. I'd rather follow after God. He'll not forsake you. He'll not leave you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Woo! They tell me that John the Revelator, they tell me that they tried to boil him on oil, couldn't kill him. They tell me, amen, they tied him between ox, couldn't pull him apart. I've not read that, but that's what I've heard. Amen, they tried their best, every way in the world to kill him. They couldn't kill him. Somebody said, I know what we'd do with that old man. Amen, what would we do? Amen, let's put him out there on that island out there by himself, and he'll go crazy. Amen. Amen. Put him out there by himself. Amen. I'm going to tell you. Praise God. That's the first thing the devil. The devil comes around. Amen. And gets talking to folks that are by themselves. You're going to go crazy. Amen. You're going to go nuts. Amen. Praise God. John. Old John. They took him out there on the Isle of Patmos. Amen. Praise God. Dropped him off. And I can almost see somebody kick him.
Amen. Go ahead, old man. Praise God. Put him out there. Old John gets up, sitting over on a rock. All he sees is water all around him. Amen. There's nobody there. John's there by himself. Somebody said there wasn't even a lizard there. I don't know. Amen. One thing, John's there. Amen. All by himself. Amen. I can see old John. Maybe after a few days, John's sitting there and he gets a figure something up on his fingers. Amen. I can almost see the devil looking down there at John and said, we got him now. Amen. Somebody else said, maybe one of the demons said, what's the old man doing? He's counting. Amen. They got to watching him. Amen. He got to counting. How many days I've been here now? Amen. We come here 3 days ago. Amen. How many did, what day is this? And finally John said, oh, I know what day it is. Why, this is the Lord's day. And John said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to church. Hallelujah. Oh, my, my, my. Amen. The devil may cast you out on an island by yourself, but one thing's for sure, he cannot take the Spirit of God out of your soul. Hallelujah. And John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Nobody there to play a piano for him. Nobody there to play an instrument for him. Nobody to sing a special for him. Amen. But John said, I was in the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. For men and women that can still get in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And worship the Lord, the true living God. Oh, hallelujah. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And he said, here, John, not only are you in the Spirit, not only are you here by yourself, but I want you to write some things down for me. Amen. He got to looking around. Amen. He turned around. Amen. See the voice that spake unto me. Amen. And he said, being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girded about with a pad with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were a flame of fire. His feet like unto fine brass, as if they had burned in a furnace. His voice as the sound of many waters. Amen. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And he said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Not only that, he said, amen. And he said, and have the keys of hell and of death. He said, I've stripped Satan of all of his power, of all of his authority. Hallelujah. And tonight the church of the living God has victory through Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo!
Let's stand and just lift our hands and worship him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm through preaching. I just want to worship him. Amen. 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 When the devil comes around talking to you, tell him, you're stripped of your power, of your authority. I don't have to listen to you. You're not my master. Come on. Come on, let's pray. Come on, let's pray. Come on, let's pray. Man, 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 man. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. When the devil tells you you're going down, tell him you got it wrong. I'm a going up. Amen. Amen. I'm not going down, but I'm going up. Woo!
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Come on, let's pray. Come on, let's pray. Come on, let's pray. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
In Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I've learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust you more. Yes, tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him